What's your thoughts on today's 90 minutes?
Conflicting thoughts, really. I thought the first half actually we played pretty well, up until the final third, where, you know, something that's you know, it's been prominent all season, you know, our final decision, final ball, it wasn't good enough. But I thought we controlled most of the game, and then a lapse of concentration in the you know, just before half time, crosses a goal. And these are pivotal moments in football, you know, because you know, you have to be switched on, particularly as the half time approaches. But as I said, in general, I thought first half we were okay. Second half, we didn't start the game at all, and then we made a basic error for the second goal, and then obviously the red card as well. So, you know, we made too many basic errors, and I think then, to be honest with you, the stuffing got knocked at us, and we allowed Edinburgh to take control of the game then. And really, you know, our top player on the day was Neil Parry, absolutely no doubt about it. He had three or four fantastic saves. But they were, you know, they had too much space and time, and I think, as I said, the heads went down too easily. So, you know, we have to have show a better reaction to adversity than we did today. So today we were well beaten in the second half. First half, as I said, I think we competed well, but you know, the game lasts 90 minutes, and we've got to compete for 90 minutes, not 45.
The score's all been stretched, a few injuries now, Curtis out for two games as well. How are you going to manage that?
Yeah, well, obviously that's really disappointing, you know, from Curtis. He's been a top player for us. I mean, been somebody I always felt was really important for us, but he made a rash decision and the referee had no option to give him a red card. So, you know, we'll just have to see who's available for next week. You know, obviously with injuries today, an awful lot of injuries, I have to say that. John Craig, Barry Cuddy, obviously Paul Kennedy, you know, and amongst the ones that have been long-term injuries as well. So, you know, we are stretched, and the red card doesn't help that. But listen, we just have to regroup, clear our heads. It's going to be another tough match up at Montrose next week, but we have to compete better for the 90 minutes. That's the key for us. We can't pick and choose when we compete. We have to compete for the first second to the last second, as we did against Peterhead last week. We weren't great against Peterhead in terms of football, but we competed for the first second to the last second, and that's what we tried to emphasise to the boys today before the game. As I said, in the first half, I thought we were getting that, but in the second half, it was a complete turnaround.
Thanks, Jim.